Hello, little gems. Welcome to the Mindfulness Broadcast. Thank you for stopping by. My name is Anastasia, and let's start. Today, I want to talk about the topic of being good. Being a good boy or a good girl, being a good person, being good for everybody. I'm 33 this year, and I think after 30, lots of people go through some sort of crisis, one or many of them, and some start reflecting on their life, past and present. And in fact, more and more people actually start talking about cherishing the moment of now and being present more than anything else. But it's also hard just to be when you've got a lot of mess in your luggage, when you're carrying a lot of, you know, stuff. And by that, I mean internal things that are just brewing inside of you. Imagine an old car which has lots of issues and you just kind of trying to drive it when it just doesn't go anywhere. I mean, you probably can fix it. It will make noises. It will break over and over. I mean, it's doable, but you have to, you know, fix the right parts and take care of it and remove everything that isn't working and isn't serving that car to make it actually drive long term. And that's how I feel sometimes. A bit harsh, but true. Anyway, during the process of self-discovery, one of the things that is screaming to my face now, especially being a mum, and now I hear that a lot, is the phrase, be good, behave, right? Don't embarrass me. And I just feel like so many people grow up with this setup inside of them, be a good girl or be a good boy. Just be good. Make sure you don't embarrass parents and also fit to certain standards. One of those simple examples to think about is just think how many people you know around you that have finished uni for profession they didn't care about, but parents told them it's good to have. And don't get me wrong, I'm grateful for having an education. I had so many job opportunities thanks to my diploma that I've got. But overall, I didn't care about finance and economics, and I still don't, to be honest. I can care less. And guess what? I forgot nearly everything they taught us in uni because I just didn't want to engage with it at all. Although, I mean, I did work in banks for some time. I did not enjoy it at all, and I couldn't care less. But some things I remember from childhood, even, that, you know, I remember them so well. And these things were connected with things that I absolutely loved. But there was this need to behave, need to be good, and I need the world to like me and love me so I'll fit in the box that is prepared for me. And it's interesting to notice how over the years, I myself get more and more awareness about the things I used to do or I still do because I just wanted to fit in, basically. You can think of several examples. I'm sure each of us has their own stories to tell. And if we just dig deeper, we'll find certain things that will be like, oh yeah, I know what you mean. This is it. Some of them could be, I don't want to study whatever subject that is, but I will. Because when I fulfill expectation of the others, I'm being loved. So I'll do this. I don't want to listen to anyone right now. You know, the friend's calling you and you know something happened, but you just don't have anything left for yourself. But you expect it to be a good friend and you want to be good. You want to have friends. So you think, oh, I'll just ignore how I feel and I'll listen to the problems of others. So, you know, I'll pick up the phone or I'll go out if I was asked to go out, although I'm not feeling it, just for the sake of not losing this opportunity to be close to someone, not lose this opportunity to get connection with someone, to be liked, basically. And even something like, you know, let's say you don't want to have sex, but there's so much expectation from your partner, right? So let's say, if you're in a woman, there is an expectation of a hot girlfriend or being a best wife. Therefore, you kind of sometimes feel like, oh, I need to have sex, like, because otherwise I reject my man and I'm not good enough. You want to be the best version of whatever you are in a couple. So it can't even be this kind of situation when you feel like you have to do it to match. To fit in. I myself find a lot now that I need to be a good mother. So I have to put everyone else and everything else first and take care of myself last because everyone else seems to matter more and be more important. And I have to be good. I want to be the best mum. So, you know, my own things that I want to do, they can wait. But that's not really how things should work. There are so many examples out there. I'm sure you'll find things that you could notice about yourself. Things that you do not because you want to do it, but because you're expected to do so. Or maybe you're already used to it and build a routine around this. But deep inside, you sometimes have this kind of like weird feeling like, oh, I'm not doing this for myself. But I'm getting positive reinforcement or attention, love, acceptance, a smile, I love you, a hug, time spent with you, anything positive, basically. So when I started noticing these things, I kept coming back to, first of all, starting listening to myself. An idea of doing a certain thing or saying certain phrase that didn't sit right with me. I was like, okay, why is that? And eventually interesting things started to come up. So I paused for a second and I do like a small analysis. And then I started strengthening personal boundaries around these things. Then gradually I get slightly braver and I learn saying no to certain things and actually doing what I feel like doing instead of what I had to. Or were expected to, or even have the courage to say what I really think instead of whatever fits the conversation to keep it fun. Of course, everyone wants to leave the best impression possible out there. And it's not about becoming an outrageous asshole with no sense of tone and huge, you know, disrespect to everyone. It's about finding all those things you do to belong, but internally might not like it, not agree with it, or even hate it. I hate dieting. The whole idea of eating spinach, quinoa, drink only spring water, restricting myself from an occasional cheat meal in order to fit into a social standard or of what a woman from Instagram should look like actually makes me annoyed because it's a huge concept of lack of self-acceptance and that massive scream for help to fit in, to be loved. Obviously, everyone can have their own approach to and thoughts about that. You're absolutely free to disagree. But I just keep coming back to it. And I keep, you know, hating my body, although I'm not overweight. I don't have, let's say, thin, gentle arms. They're quite strong. I don't have a thin physique overall. But, you know, I'm not overweight. Okay, yeah, I don't have perfectly flat belly. And I am working super hard on self-acceptance, but it seems impossible when all you see from early childhood is basically this concept of you have to fit into 90-60-90 model size standards, size XS or S, possibly M, medium if you're lucky. And then you're popular. And popularity means you have friends. That means you're not alone. It feels like you belong, that you're loved. And I chased that a lot when I was in school and in uni. So I built some sort of broken view of how this world works. But the facts are no one cares. No one really gives a fuck how thin you are. No one will sit in your funeral and remember the day when your belly was visible through a tight t-shirt. Or maybe someone noticed the cellulite on your legs while you were at the beach in your bikinis. Being healthy, mobile, functional in your body, live the maximum capabilities that you can, that matters. Not the percentage of fat you have. Well, obviously, if that means you're still healthy and you don't struggle with obesity, again, and it's not something that comes from a medical professional, I would not trust people on, you know, influencers of TikToks or YouTube or bloggers or anyone else who tells you, oh, you know, you're not perfect. Because look at me, I have 6-pack and 2% of fat and I'm absolutely happy eating just grass every day and lifting lots of weights and sleeping 5 hours a day because I'm successful, right? That doesn't matter. So instead of choosing that perfect, non-perfect body, a picture, a concept, someone's imagination that everyone's trying to fit into, I'm working on staying healthy, moving a lot, engaging in different physical activities, and trying to be happy about myself, trying to find content in that instead of trying to chasing someone else's picture in order to get this feeling of, hey, I have so many subscribers. Hey, people compliment me for my body. Hey, People look at me and they like what I look. So therefore, they're my friends. They like me. I'm the part of the community. I have people who love me. But the fact is, I do have people that love me. And everyone does. But we're still desperately trying to fit in other areas of life. So I could keep chasing this. I have to be sexy, perfect, aka be good for others, look good for acceptance of the world. And probably I'm going to end up extremely miserable deep inside. And the difference between the choice that it's yours when you do things in order to be good and belong is that when you do it for you, it'll be gradually small changes, tiny steps that you'll be grateful for, and you'll find a way to enjoy the process. Doing it for others is annoying, hard, painful, non-sustainable. You have to push, you have to make yourself do these things. And if you feel like you're doing something and you feel this resistance, you know, procrastinate, you run off, and then you drag your sorry ass back to still accomplish that task because you have to. Because someone told you you're not disciplined enough. Because someone told you this is the way it has to be. Because someone told you this is the way you have to look. Because there's hundreds of research that confirmed ABCD, which shows that you're not perfect enough. Maybe this is not for you. And also I found this constant chasing of development through information held some value to me, but not as huge as I thought. And there's so many things that contradicted each other depending on who I'd listen to. And when you get even more expectation from reading too much information, that's really overwhelming. And one of the things that I found useful is to reduce the overload of information and stop trying to be the best version of me, but find out the whole version of you. So who you actually are, what do you like doing? There is so much expectation from us from when we are kids. For the girls, it's, oh, if you don't know how to cook, you're not going to get married. No one's going to like you if you don't have this perfect body. Who would need a wife like this? For the boys, I'm sure there's something different, something like, oh, if you don't know how to use the tools, you're not going to have a great wife. Or if you don't know how to make money, who's going to marry you? These kind of things. And then when you grow up, you think, oh my God, I'm free. No one can tell me shit. And then you start telling yourself even more things, right? Starting with such a basic thing as, oh, I can't sleep these many hours. Oh, I can't eat this and drink that. And doing these exercises isn't great. Or those. Oh, having this body is actually really bad. Oh, you're not good enough at this, this, and this, but they are. And it's just so tough. And we keep chasing this tale of being good for someone else because we are communal creatures. We want to be a part of community. We want to have big group of friends and admirers, and we want to fit in. It's absolutely natural thing to want. The issue is, how would you achieve that? Because you can fit in being honest to yourself and basing your interests, your hobbies, your values around things that you like. And people who like the same thing, they'll just kind of join in. You'll find them somewhere. Instead of trying to do things or thinking things that not really yours and you just, it just doesn't sit well with you, but you still do it because you kind of want to be a cool kid. That's my problem. My husband is super active. He does so many cool things that I'm just dreaming of doing. And I'm joining in sometimes. And most of the times, I enjoy it. And sometimes it's so flipping challenging. Because I wanted to do what he's doing now when I was a kid, but I couldn't have an opportunity for whatever reason. And then now I do have this opportunity. And I clearly realize that what he's doing is quite risky and scary. I don't want to do it. But at the same time, I don't want to miss out. I don't want to be lame. Woman, I'm 33, I'm a mom. Who gives a shit? But this internal child inside of me does care. She's like, no, go and chase that. You've got to do what he's doing because look how cool he is. And what about you? You're lame. You suck. And I have to fight this. I have to be like, okay, no, today I'm not going skateboarding. This year, I'm not doing surfing because I don't want to do surfing. Like, I like wakeboarding. It's amazing. Surfing ain't my thing, you know? I'm not going to do it. I'd rather go singing. I'd rather go do some, you know, make some jewelry, do some crafts, or record a podcast. I like my nerdy little corner writing content and doing things that are different to others. And they might be not as cool as all this physical risky business, but it's mine and I do enjoy it. And sometimes I'll be like, okay, I'm up for a challenge today. Take me to the ramps. Let's do some skateboarding. Let's be cool together. And I probably suck, but today I have a resilience to actually face it and do it for myself because I want to see progress. I want to have fun today. I do have energy for fun. Let's fucking go. But some days I'm just saying no. And I see his face and he gets upset. And I'm like, I'm really sorry, dude. I know you want to do this together as a couple thing. And I really appreciate that. But oh, not today. And trust me, if you can say no to people who are really close to you, to people you care the most, you can say no to others as well. Or if you can say no to the activity, you know, someone who loves you would like to do it together. You can also say no to the activity that you don't want to do yourself, but you still have to do it because you feel like you have to do it internally, but you don't have to do anything. You don't have to be good in a context of being good to get something. Being good in terms of kindness, politeness, manners. This is something that is a choice. We do this because we understand the basic human communication, let's say, and how it works, right? So we want to be kind to others so they'll be kind for us. So we're just kind people in our essence of who we are, but we don't have to pretend to be something else when we're not. And this episode was exactly about that. Get some awareness, find these little things you clearly know you don't want to do or you are not agree with, but you keep nodding saying, yes, yes, that's okay. Yes, that's fine. And strengthen your boundaries and get the courage to say, no, thank you. I'm going to do something else and do more of the things that you want to do rather than things that you have to do. Thanks for joining. I hope this was fun, as always, and I hope I delivered some good and useful information. Food for thoughts. I'll see you in the next one. Have a great rest of your day, and thank you. Truly yours, Anna. Bye.